Okay, so hello there.
Hello.
My name's Kate, and I'm going to be interviewing you on behalf of the Anthony Gormley One Another Art Project in Trafalgar Square, and also on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Okay, and so I'd just like to state that my name's Kate, and if I can ask you to state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from, please.
Hello, I'm Bob Illingworth. My birthday is 4462, which makes me a very nice age. And I come from Toaster, which is a village near Toaster called Greens Norton.
And whereabouts?
And that's in Northamptonshire.
Okay.
Very close to the Silverstone racetrack.
Right.
For those that don't know.
And can I ask, what was it that inspired you to become involved in this project?
It sounded different. It was a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of people to just show the diversity of the UK population. You know, people from all ages, and to be able to be represented at my age, my lifestyle and my beliefs, I think is a great opportunity. Quite scary, but still a great opportunity.
And what does it mean for you personally to be involved in this and to go on the fourth plinth today?
For me personally, it enables me to show people that may not know some of the different things that are going on in the world around them, quite close to them. Today I'm going to represent something that some people have heard of, but not a lot of people have heard of. And for me personally, I'd like to hope that it inspires people to find out what I'm talking about, and that hopefully they can help to effect a change with some of the issues that are going on currently. So for me personally, I hope to just bring awareness to people with it.
And what do you hope to bring awareness about?
Okay, well, I'm representing today the Burma campaign. More specifically, there's a lady called Aung San Suu Kyi who is a political prisoner in Burma. She's actually the elected leader of Burma and has been imprisoned by the military junta, who did not want to give her power. Aung San is now 64 years old. She's the only Nobel Peace winner to actually be imprisoned. The people want her to be the leader, and quietly behind the lines, some of the other leaders of other countries are trying to do things for her. But I think if maybe we can bring some kind of really big voice to this, then there's a chance that human rights and political prisoners that are going on in Burma, but not just Burma, but around the whole world, you know, that little people like me can actually help to elicit a change to that. So that's what I'm trying to do, is to just bring awareness to political prisoners that are out there, but specifically today is Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma.
And how do you hope to do this? What are you going to do on the plinth?
Okay, well today, along the lines of political prisoners, I actually have with me a painting that was done by a political prisoner called He Tian Ling. He was imprisoned in Burma for 7 years. He was part of the democracy uprisings in 1988. He has a law degree, but he was imprisoned over a letter that mentioned his name wrongly. And after 7 years, the people actually let him out, saying, oops, sorry, which isn't really good enough. He shouldn't have been in. He was imprisoned because they saw him as a danger to the military regime there. Tian Ling did an awful lot of his art whilst imprisoned. During the 70s, I think he had something like over 200 paintings smuggled out by, I believe, a kindly British ambassador who I now also believe has become his wife, and he lives here in London. I'm hoping to meet him today. So that's what I'm taking up, is a picture of Aung San Suu Kyi, who is a political prisoner, and the painting is done by someone who was also a political prisoner.
And what is it that inspires you to demonstrate? Would you call this a demonstration?
I don't know if it's a demonstration, because demonstration is really quite the wrong word. You know, she won the Nobel Peace Prize. She's a peaceful lady. Any demonstrations that may go on in Burma are peaceful demonstrations. You know, the military regime out there are killing monks because they believe they're preaching the wrong message to the people. And they're not. It's a very peaceful country and very peaceful people. They're very rich in an awful lot of ways, you know, and particularly they're rich in peace. So To call it a protest, I believe, is wrong. What I think I'm doing is bringing awareness. I'm not protesting, I'm bringing awareness, hopefully bringing awareness to people that are not aware in a very peaceful way. I will be standing there with my picture and I will be talking and giving out just some bullet points on the lady. I'm not going to be shouting and I'm not going to be making a noise about it, because that's not what she's about or what the campaign for Burma is all about.
How do you anticipate your reaction from the audience that are out on Trafalgar Square today?
Well, at this time of the day, an awful lot of people are just going to be going about their way, going to work. They're not necessarily going to be standing there and listening to me. But, you know, maybe the picture will catch their eye and they might, you know, go away later and think, who was that lady and what on earth were you holding up? And just by, you know, maybe putting that into their head, they might go away and they might find out who the picture is, and it might make them think, oh, actually, right, that's what it's about. And it may add another voice to the whole campaign. So if I can achieve that today, then it'll be great. I don't expect there to be too much sort of vocal reaction from people. If there are questions that are thrown up to me, then I'll answer them. I'm hoping that the reaction will be positive. I'm expecting that the reaction will be very small, because, like I say, it's, you know, everybody's going to work. I'll be waving at people on buses and pointing at her picture and just, you know, trying to get them to notice it, to actually inspire them to go away and find out what I was doing there today. That's my plan. Best laid plans of mice and men.
This is really something that you really believe in. I can sense the passion in your voice about this, kind of about your cause, and I just wonder if this is something that's important to you in your life personally as well.
It's one of many things that are important to me. It's not an overpowering thing. There are lots of things that go on in the world, and I don't remember the three words that I used on the website, but I am quite passionate about stuff, you know, about my family, about my friends, and about some of the injustices that go on in the world. So if it's something that I'm representing today, I will give the passion to it today. I've never done anything like this before. The last thing that I ever showed my sort of political campaigning awareness on was the CND marches in the 80s. I was there. I was one of those people. This isn't something that I've done actively. It is something that I will discuss if people want to know about it, and you know, if people ask me about stuff at home, family, friends, then I will talk about it. But if I can just do some small thing for it today, then I think it'll be great. I think it'll be great. Really? There you go.
And can I ask you to say a few words about yourself as a person taking part in this project, as an individual? Can you paint me a little picture of who you are?
Okay, I retired from working a couple of years ago by choice. I have a lovely lifestyle. My husband and I built our own house a couple of years ago. I've got two wonderful boys of 18 and 15. I've been married for an incredibly long time. There are all the jokes about you can commit murder and come out sooner. You know, I've been there, done that, not murdered, obviously. So I'm very happily married with two kids. I live out in quite a rural place. I have a dog, ducks, hens, cats, lovely garden. I have a great life, which is why if I can give something back, then I'll do it. And I think today is kind of a bit of a, you know, give something back thing. So I have a great life. We're a very lucky family, especially in today's economic climate. We've suffered like everybody else has suffered, but still we're all very healthy, very happy. We have our home, we have our family and friends. So as far as I'm concerned, I have a great life, and I don't believe that this lady has a great life, and she deserves it. That's a bit about me.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say about being involved in this project? For instance, how have you found it so far?
Okay, well, I think that the support from the team has been great, absolutely great. You know, people have been there on the end of a phone, have offered to help me out with any questions I might have. I've probably been quite an easy customer in that way, because, you know, I'm quite used to organising stuff and just getting on with it. But the experience so far has been fantastic. It's been a good thing. I wouldn't be lying if I said that I'll be really glad once I'm sort of either up there or down, because obviously I have a bit of an issue with getting up there with the height. You've all placated me very well, but there's no logic to some of that. But you know, the experience has been very, very good. It's been really well organised, and it's so far been enjoyable. And hopefully with my hour up there and it doesn't rain, then I can come back and still be as enthusiastic as I am now. There you go.
What are you hoping to take away from your being involved in standing on the fourth plinth at Trafalgar Square?
Well, I think somebody, it might have even been yourself a little while ago, said that I'm facing quite a lot of fears by just going up there. I'm being quite public is the understatement of the century. I'm the type of person that doesn't really like having a photograph taken. I might look quite loud and brash, but I am quite shy, so doing something like this is terrifying the bejesus out of me. But I do think that, you know, I will have faced quite a few fears today by going up there, by doing the height thing, doing the being very public thing, being photographed, being filmed. I think I'll be taking away, you know, some things that I've done that I don't really want to do, but I will do them, and I'm sure I'll still go away being scared of heights and not wanting my photograph taken, but you know, I will have done that. And the other thing, you know, taking away today is that I will have been able to hopefully share some of my passion for this particular subject, and I can go away thinking, well, I've done something. And that'll, you know, make me feel better, hoping that people out there have actually, you know, seen what I'm doing. So I just take away a big smile, imagine, and a cheer.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm done, thank you.
Okay, thank you.